This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brainwashed zombies of the American left were out in full force last night when they discovered that Roe versus Wade was going to be overturned, and a decision that will affect pretty much none of them, a decision that won't affect any of them, but yet they somehow feel the desire to go out there and promote killing babies. And by the way, and just my crew pointing this out in the break, and I agree with them, there's definitely something else going on here, the timing of this and everything. And I don't know when the opinion was written. I think we're going to learn more about this. My guess is that the Democrats knew about this for a while, and they've been planning something in response to this for a while. And it's also odd that this is kind of right out of the plot of an old movie from the 90s called Swing Vote. I mean, literally, like, the whole thing is right out of that plot. So it's just more predictive programming, or what's up with that? But abortion is now the new I support the current thing, and it just shows how quickly, just like a computer programming, these people can be brainwashed into moving on to the next issue. So it's Ukraine, it's Elon Musk, it's abortion, it's whatever they're programmed to do. That's why I wonder if these are even humans, folks. I'm telling you, I don't even know if we're dealing with humans. These are like aliens, or these are demons, or I don't know what this is. But this is not human behavior, okay? And we've got plenty of video evidence to support this. We've got compilations of them responding. We've got them out in D.C. in front of the Supreme Court last night. So it's just more psychotic leftist behavior. And just I have a feeling that the Democrat Party is going to try to use this momentum and this energy into violence and terrorism in the summer of 2020. Leading up to the midterms, because that's what they do. That's what the Democrats do. They are the biggest terrorist group in this country. And you watch, just like the summer of 2020, they'll get their radicalized minions out in the streets committing acts of violence, because it's the Democrats. It's what they do. Just stumping to kill babies. That's their new thing. Stumping to kill babies. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Just wow. Isn't it amazing? I mean, we've gone from watching the American left. I mean, they want to take away their own rights. They want to throw away their own rights. They want to throw away their own prosperity and future. And now they're out promoting baby murder. This can't go on, folks. This cannot go on forever. And, you know, here's what should happen, and it's not going to happen. And so, unfortunately, God is going to have to intervene, and that's not going to look so good for them. What should be happening right now is, as we as a country should be coming together and having a reconciliation moment here, and just accepting, you know what, we're dealing with mass mental illness in this country. And so we need to address that right now. And I don't really know what that would look like or how we could do that fairly, maintaining the values that we have of freedom. Because you kind of got to flirt with that when you talk about what needs to be done with these psychotics. They need to be institutionalized. They need to be committed to insane asylums and mental health facilities and funny farms. But you're a believer in freedom, and you realize if that can be done to them, that can be done to you. That's why they want to do it to you first. However, if we lived in a sane society and a sane civilization, that's what would be getting done right now, is we would be taking these psychotic, mental, ill leftists and finding them mental care that they need immediately. But we're not going to do that, and so God's going to have to intervene. And sometimes God's intervention is actually doing nothing but letting evil succeed until so much innocent blood has been shed that he has to intercede, or until the people come together to stop this evil. But that's not happened yet. I'm not sure if it's going to. So you're going to watch now psychotic leftists promote baby killing in the wildest, wackiest, evil ways that you could ever imagine.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of people are calling me asking my view on the leaked draft ruling of the majority of the court against the early 1970s abortion ruling, Roe v. Wade. And my answer is this. This is a very big deal on so many fronts. Obviously, Republicans know that their voters want to end the heinous crime of abortion, especially partial birth abortion, now that it's known that the baby is totally viable, now that it's known that it's part of a eugenics depopulation plan, now that it's known that they're keeping many babies alive and then waiting until they get the highest bids on their organs and selling them, and Democrat-controlled states moving to allow babies to be kept alive 7 days to a month, depending on the state, is just so evil and really illustrates to folks what this is really all about. It's about death. It's about human sacrifice. Corrupt pagan cultures all across the world, didn't matter if it was Mesoamerica, Europe, China, Africa, everywhere, would develop as civilizations and then finally collapse right around the time that archaeologists find that human sacrifice becomes prevalent. And then quickly accelerates to the sacrifice of women and children. And then the civilizations literally collapse because the priest class is so out of control, so power drunk, so insane, that they just have to keep upping the ante in their lust for control. Sounds familiar, doesn't it, to what's happening today? So humans have acted the same over and over again in these cycles, but now we've got nuclear weapons and bioweapons and all this technology. And that's what you have to be concerned about. I know that's what I'm concerned about. So there's that issue, but obviously this is being brought forward right before the midterms, and the Republican establishment is going to give a backhanded assist to the Democrats because this will energize leftists and their minions who love abortion as their sacrament to get out the vote and be very, very aggressive. And still, 20-plus states are set to ban abortion, but the Supreme Court won't ban it in all the states because that's a federal issue. And you think when I say federal, I mean it's federal government. No, it's a federalist issue where they're going to reserve that power to the states and basically say it's not a federal government job to make those decisions. It is the state's job. But it is, going into the midterms, a assist of the Democrats. But that's only one level of this. Here's the big one that nobody's talking about. The leakage of that draft ruling, majority ruling, overturning Roe v. Wade, is the first time the Supreme Court, in its 230-something year history, has ever had that happen. Why is this so important? What I'm experiencing with the Sandy Hook cases and others is judges literally saying, we didn't appear in court, we didn't show up, we gave them no documents, and so we're defaulted. But they also say we gave them fake documents. All of it's lies. And then in Texas and Connecticut, they have filed to say that when they have the trials, we are not allowed to defend ourselves or, quote, mention the First Amendment. We have the filings. Unprecedented, all being coordinated by the Democratic Party from the national level. And it just shows you how the entire legal system has been weaponized and how even at the Supreme Court now, the deep state Democrats are leaking. They just can't help themselves. All the rules have been thrown out the window. And it's so incredibly dangerous. You add that, the control corporate press and big tech censoring and the suppression of the people, and it is a perfect storm of tyranny and control. And if you look at what's happened in these court cases in Texas and Connecticut that are about destroying the First Amendment, that are the case of the century, have you seen Alex Jones on any of the hundreds and hundreds of news programs a month attacking me and lying about me? Have you seen me respond? Have you seen my lawyers? Have you seen us able to say or do anything in response? And the answer is no. All completely one-sided. They are developing formulas of control to do this to everybody. But I am heartened by the fact that we've seen such an outpouring of support by independent journalists around the world and the country, like Tucker Carlson and so many others, and by you. And I just want you to know that my fight is your fight, and we're in this together. And the fact that even Chief Justice Roberts says this is just unprecedented and incredibly dangerous that this happened, and it just shows there are no rules now. Now, Republicans and conservatives and Christians, you get before their courts, I've seen them be incredibly fair. It's like night and day. We're not perfect. But the Democrats, you're literally dealing with villainous fiends, scam artists, that have no bottom. Here's the headline. Betrayal of confidence. Justice Roberts orders an investigation of Roe v. Wade leak. Massive information, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Owen Stroyer is doing a great job hosting today. I am taking a day to get a lot of paperwork done, a lot of research, cut ads, just a lot of things I have to do as the executive running InfoWars. And I've certainly not been perfect, but I've learned more and gotten a lot better at it over the years. So we got a lot of exciting things going on, a lot of challenges, but I know you're standing with us. So again, I wanted to salute and thank you all. And I wanted to encourage you all to understand that the money that came in the last few weeks was exactly what we needed to be solvent. We're still almost in the red, but we're in the black thanks to you. And I want to thank you all. So please continue to support at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue to share the videos from Man.Video. Please continue to understand that InfoWars is now the symbol of American populism and liberty. And that the globalists hate our guts because they hate you. And that when you spread the articles and videos, when you tell folks about Man.Video, you change the world. God bless all of you, and I want to thank you for the great job the crew is doing as well. Now back to Owen Stroyer.
Thank you, Alex. And let me just reemphasize something here. You know, one of the things that I've been doing since, well, for a long time, since high school, really, but here at InfoWars, we've organized probably about a half dozen or a dozen pro-life rallies. We've had them at abortion clinics here multiple times. We've had them downtown multiple times. I mean, probably a dozen times we've had pro-life, anti-abortion rallies here that I myself have organized. Alex has done it in the past as well. And so to have this potential victory in the Supreme Court, which, by the way, you know, really all the Supreme Court decided here was that they shouldn't be involved in this process. I mean, that the Supreme Court decision is really not even a stance on abortion. It's a stance that we can't take a stance on abortion. That's actually what was decided today, because what happened during Roe versus Wade was the same stuff. Democrat bullying, Democrat terror, mainstream media pressure on the Supreme Court to make this decision. Now we find out that's all a lie, and the Supreme Court reevaluates and said, you know what, we should have never made that decision to begin with. So really all the Supreme, actually the Supreme Court actually, it made a pro-choice decision today, quite frankly. They basically said, you know what, the Supreme Court shouldn't have a stance on this and shouldn't be involved in this decision. That's really the decision they made. So that's not even being properly represented. But I got to say, this is a major victory, and I think you should go to InfoWarsStore.com today and purchase one of our limited edition gold bars that you can get, the InfoWars Republic Defense Alex Jones exclusive gold bar and collector's card, as a victory today. Because that's what you're investing in. You're investing in InfoWars. You're investing in free speech. You're investing in activism and pro-truth, pro-America, pro-human media. We just had a victory. We have been fighting these demons that want to kill babies for decades here at InfoWars. And I remember giving a speech at one of my events, and I actually got some harumph from some people in the crowd. I said, you know, we've just got to be patient. We've got to pray. Some people are like, we need to take violent action. I said, no, we got to be patient. We got to pray. God will save those babies. And here we are today, and it looks like we're going to stop millions of babies from being aborted.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get your limited edition Baby Lives Matter t-shirt and onesie at InfoWarsStore.com. Do black lives matter, by the way? I'm asking the liberals out there, do black lives matter? Because, what is it, 80% of the abortions in this country are black babies. Let's not forget about Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, who gave speeches at KKK rallies. Planned Parenthood and abortion in the West was set up as a eugenics program to kill black people. Because white racists like Margaret Sanger and the Democrat Party and the KKK, who merged into one, didn't want black people in America. So they put Planned Parenthoods and abortion clinics in inner cities where you had most of the black Americans at the time. And Margaret Sanger gave speeches at KKK events and had public statements saying, yeah, we're trying to kill black people. That's the whole point. There's too many blacks in this country. So how you leftists feel about that one? How do you libs feel about that one, knowing that your entire abortion agenda was started to kill black people? Yes, you really love black people. You love killing them in the womb so much. But, you know, let's be fair. Let's be accurate here. And my crew came in the break and was just absolutely right, saying, hey, you have to understand the real reason, and there's multiple reasons, but one of the big reasons why the Democrats want their minions in the street panicking so much, it's the same old why, folks. Money. How much money is laundered through the cause of abortion and through the eugenics group known as Planned Parenthood? Well, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, that's how much. And guess where that money ends up going? The pockets of the Democrat Party. By the way, none of this is secret. This is all public record. The Democrats promote public funding for abortions and Planned Parenthood, so Planned Parenthood gets tens of millions of dollars every year from our government. Planned Parenthood then turns around and funds Democrat campaigns for office. They don't fund any Republican campaigns. They fund only Democrat campaigns. So the Democrats send tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood turns right back around and gives it right back to the Democrat Party. So there's always your reason of money. Always your reason of money. They'll still do their organ harvesting. They'll still have their killing of babies. You know, it might have to be a little more, you know, it'll be off the record and maybe, you know, a little more tough to access. Maybe less safe. And then they'll say, oh, it's less safe. Oh, really? Tell me about how that's safe for the baby. You think the baby says it's safer that way? Yeah. Safer to have the organs harvested in a Planned Parenthood clinic. So they'll still harvest their organs. They'll still abort their babies. I don't think that's going to change. They've already proposed legislation. You want to have an abortion, we'll fly out to California. Amazon will pay for it. The Democrat Party will pay for it. But, yeah, they're upset that they're losing that money laundering operation known as Planned Parenthood, getting government money. But I guess they can't be too concerned considering how much money they're laundering through Ukraine right now. Biden did release a statement, by the way. Statement by President Biden on reported Supreme Court decision draft, and it's pretty much what you would expect. But the funny thing is, did you know that the Biden administration has a gender policy council? A gender policy council. What in the hell is that? Gender Policy Council. They're weighing. The White House is talking to the Gender Policy Council on how to respond to this. They don't know what to do. And I love this big lie from the Democrats. Women's reproductive rights. Everything they say is a lie. Everything they say is a misrepresentation. It's just the clown world, the demon clown world. That's what this is like. This is like, what was that movie? I forget what it was called, where like the insane clowns take over like a theme park. It's like an old scary movie from the 80s, like this occult movie. It's a horrible, awful movie, but it's kind of funny. It's like these animatronic clown zombies take over a theme park. That's like the United States and the Democrat Party. It's like animatronic clown zombies trying to conquer your country now. With things like the Gender Policy Council. Conservatives call for probe of SCOTUS leak, warn justices in jeopardy. So yeah, Republicans are calling for an investigation. Yeah, there it is. I forget the name of the film. It's hilarious. That's your Democrat Party. Yeah, killer clowns from outer space. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with killer clowns from outer space. That was actually a documentary before its time. Now you're in it. Killer clowns from outer space, but they're called Democrats. They're called liberals. So the Republicans want an investigation to get down to the bottom of who illegally leaked this. First time in Supreme Court history, who illegally leaked it. And we all know why they leaked it, because the Democrats want to foment violence and terrorism in this country. So that's why they leaked it, to protect their money laundering operation and their eugenics program. So the Republicans say, hey, let's get down. Let's have an investigation. This illegal leak. Who did it? And this is how it's being covered by leftists. Conservatives launch a vigilante campaign to hunt down Supreme Court leaker. Vigilante campaign, hunt down. No, you're the ones that hunt down babies that haven't been born yet to kill them for profit. You're the ones engaged in a vigilante campaign leaking this to the public. You're the vigilantes. So calling for the investigation is bad, but rioting in response is good. It's Democrat Party politics. It's invasion of the killer clowns. Pelosi and Schumer attack Trump justices. Yes, it's Trump's fault. It always is. For overturning Roe and leak of alleged draft decision, accuses justices of ripping up Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you can kill your baby. In fact, it says everybody has the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Would that mean being born? You think liberty, the right to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, do you think that includes being born? Do you think so? I'm not, Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you can kill your baby, but it does say right to life. Interesting. Again, leftist, Democrat, psychotics don't live in reality. The SCOTUS blog, which is a far left verified account on Twitter called SCOTUS blog. It's just another front for the radical liberal left. This is just hilarious, folks. And see, when it gets down to it, this is how you know we're dealing with evil. We're not operating on a fair playing field intellectually. We're not having real discourse. We're not dealing with real opinions and going back and forth. No, you're dealing with evil. You're dealing with an entity of evil. Here's what the SCOTUS blog says. It is impossible to overstate the earthquake this will cause inside the court in terms of the destruction of trust among the justices and staff. This leak is the gravest, most unforgivable sin. Now, who did this gravest, most unforgivable sin? It's going to be a leftist, it's going to be a liberal, it's going to be a Democrat. We know that. But tell me, what is a more unforgivable sin? What is a more grave sin? Leaking something to the public or killing 60 million babies? What's worse, leaking something to the public or killing a kid, killing a baby, killing a child, killing an infant? What is worse? Of course, nothing is worse than killing a kid. Unless, of course, you're a liberal, then it's a good thing to kill a kid.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Progressive Democrat Party is really exposing itself today. Holy smokes. And that middle America that's either apolitical or disinterested or just doesn't even care to know what's going on, just politically ignorant, they're going to know what's going on now. Oh, buddy. Oh, baby. Keep exposing yourself, satanic left Democrats. You are pushing the American center, you are pushing the American apolitical where they need to be, to the common sense American populist movement that is labeled as far right when really it's just centrist and populist. So keep it up. Keep it up. And by the way, yes, yes. Now, why would this be? When the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade leaked, what happened in D.C.? Oh, immediately they had to barricade all of D.C. up again. Because why? Well, leftist terrorists are going to be fomented by the mainstream media and the Democrat Party to commit acts of terror like they did in 2020 and so many other occasions. So just imagine, though, and this is, again, people that live in reality that aren't totally brainwashed and are neutral observers are quickly figuring out what really goes on in this country. For example, imagine your Secret Service, and you're probably the most serious security force in Washington, D.C. And so, in the Trump years, what did you deal with? For 4 years, you dealt with radical left-wing terrorism and violence. So bad on a couple of occasions that the White House had to be evacuated. They burned a church to the ground. They were in Lafayette Square. The D.C. government had to give the radical leftist terrorists an entire street block to go do their violence on. They call it Black Lives Matter Square. And you're sitting there, you're watching that as Secret Service, so you know what's going on. I mean, you're top security echelon. You know, oh, yeah, Democrats, terrorism, yeah, we got to protect Donald Trump. Yeah, this goes on. And then magically, all of a sudden, you're told that it's Trump supporters that are terrorists. You've gone to how many Trump rallies? You've gone to how many Trump events? You've seen conservatives. You've seen Trump supporters. You've seen Republican voters. They're never violent. They never do riots. They aren't never a threat. It's always leftists, Democrats. And you've witnessed this your entire life. And then you see the FBI and the media telling you the exact opposite? That's just one example. This is happening every day now on many different levels, where Americans that are just living their life, politically neutral or apolitical, and they just see the reality unfolding in front of them, being neutral observers, and then they see, they get a completely different story from American Democrats and from the American media, and they realize, huh, there's a bunch of lies happening here. Now, this tweet on the screen is one of many deranged responses that we've seen from liberals in this country since the leaking of the Supreme Court decision. Now, I tried to look up who this Amanda Duarte is, this verified leftist psychotic on Twitter. I tried to verify, figure out who she is, but the problem is, after she made this tweet, she completely ghosted her own stuff on the internet. She's gone. And you know what? Probably for good reason. She realized that she's had a mental psychotic breakdown, so maybe she's realizing that she's the problem here. This was her tweet. Folks, I'm telling you, the response to this from the left, it's sad. It's really sad, but it is actually a beautiful thing to watch because America realizes who the bad guys are, who the evil ones are. Amanda Duarte. I do wonder how these white supremacist lawmakers would feel if their little white daughters were raped and impregnated by black men. Wow. I mean, I can't even begin to break down all the things that are wrong with that statement. But she knew it. And she has now completely erased her entire internet presence. Yeah. They're showing you who they really are, folks. They're showing you who they really are. And the Democrat Party thought it would be advantageous to have this leak so they could engage their terrorists out on the streets and try to protect their money laundering operation known as Planned Parenthood. All you've done is expose to the entire country who it is you really are and who it is that votes for you. Katie Hill, you know that corrupt Democrat from California that was doing the sex stuff and the orgies and the bullying? Hard to believe that girls being born today will have fewer rights than those born 50 years ago. You notice there's a word there. She uses the word twice. Born. Born. She uses the word born. Isn't that funny? She takes an anti-birth stance, but promotes being born. Huh. Do you think women would like to have the right to be born? But, of course, these are the same people. My body, my choice. My body, my choice. Oh, okay, what about masks? No. What about vaccines?
No.
Only your choice if you want to kill your kid. Only your choice if you want to kill your offspring. My body, my choice. What about the baby's body? You know, that baby that you want to kill, it's got arms, it's got legs, it's got phalanges, it's got an eyeballs, it's got eyeballs, it's got a head, it's got a brain, it's got a beating heart, it's got a body. What about its body, its choice? Does it have a choice? What if it's a black baby? What if it's a female baby? All the left, oh, Black Lives Matter. Okay, well, what about that baby about to be born? No, you want to kill it. Women Lives Matter. What about that female that's about to be born? No, you want to kill it. My body, my choice. What about vaccines? Nope. What about masks? Nope. The American left has never been more exposed than it is today. Crowd gathers at U.S. Supreme Court after bombshell leak reveals possible Roe v. Wade overturn. And that's what the Democrats wanted. They intentionally leaked it because they want their radical terrorists out on the streets committing crimes. Protests erupt at Supreme Court. Democrats scream and wail like demons after news breaks that SCOTUS is tossing Roe v. Wade. Burn it all down. Democrats, leftists call for violence following leaked SCOTUS abortion ruling. Hillary Clinton weighs in on the decision. It will kill and subjugate women. Again, it's hilarious. What is actually killing a woman? Abortion! Hillary Clinton fumes after news breaks of leaked draft showing Supreme Court set to strike down Roe v. Wade. The same Hillary Clinton, white supremacist Hillary Clinton, who went to the Met Gala in she had a huge dress on, that she had a black slave. I'm not even kidding you. Hillary Clinton had a black slave masked up carrying her dress around behind her at the Met Gala. How hilarious is that? Hillary Clinton with a black slave following her around carrying her dress. Now, I would apologize to that individual that was carrying her dress because he's a free man and he had the choice to not do that, I'm sure, but he's just doing his job. So I'm not trying to belittle the individual that got belittled by Hillary Clinton. But again, how ironic is it that Hillary Clinton has a black individual wearing a mask keeping her dress off the floor as she walks around the Met Gala? I mean, it's just the optics of these people. Bernie Sanders weighs in, calls for Senate to end the filibuster and pass legislation that codifies Roe v. Wade. Wow. Bernie wants to end the filibuster. What is that? But really, he's just spouting off at this point. He's just a bag of hot air at this point. And again, folks, it's funny that the left doesn't even realize what's really going on. If anything, the Supreme Court decision today was pro-choice, or whatever its official. If anything, the Supreme Court decision was actually pro-choice, folks. The Supreme Court decided that they have no legitimate standing to decide a state's rights or an individual's rights on abortion. That's what they really decided, is that this isn't a Supreme Court issue, it's an individual issue, it's a state issue. So really, the Supreme Court decision is actually pro-choice. So the left is about to engage in terrorism over a pro-choice decision from the Supreme Court, but they just want abortion legal and promoted and go.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They're always this mad now. Ever since the Republicans took the Democrats' slaves, the Democrats have been raging ever since. They're only happy when the country's being destroyed. They're only happy when babies are aborted and cities burned to the ground. And we may experience all of that in the near future. Thanks, Democrats. You know, I'm about to finish up here with my response to the leaked SCOTUS ruling, and I've got a ton of other news to cover, and people are going to say, hey, look, you're being distracted from this news coming out over here with the vaccines killing people, or you're being distracted over here from the devastating news coming out about the economy, and then the Biden laptop, and then the Hillary Clinton campaign caught committing crimes, and all this other stuff. I understand that, but this is a huge victory, and I want to lavish it. I do. I want to lavish in the fact. I want to rejoice in the fact. I want to bask in the glory that we might stop killing millions of babies in this country every year with taxpayer dollars, and also using the corporations that kill those babies to harvest their organs and fund the Democrat Party. I am jubilant over that. And my guess is you are as well. And that's why I want to just take phone lines. I think I'm going to just take calls for the entire third hour. And maybe I'll come back and cover all the rest of the news in the war room. But I'm just giddy. I'm just jubilant. But the battle is not won, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats have already proposed legislation for taxpayer-funded abortions and commute. If you want to go have an abortion in California, the Democrats will pay for it, for you to fly out there and have an abortion. They'll probably give you a little bonus money, too. If you kill twins, they'll pay you double. You know, this is the Democrat Party we're talking about here. And their terrorists will be out riding in the streets, burning and looting as well, murdering. That's what the Democrats do. That's why barricades and walls have just gone up all over D.C. in expectation of the latest wave of Democrat terrorists invading D.C. and burning and looting and murdering and pillaging and sacking and raping. It's the Democrats. The Democrats are in town. So hide the kids, hide the wife, board up the buildings, board up the schools, board up the businesses. The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming. So that's what I'm going to do is I want to take your calls on this for the entire third hour today. And I'll give out the phone number right now, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Your response to the leaked Supreme Court decision, the response to what we've seen from the American left in the last 12 hours, your response to how I've been responding to it and covering it as well. It's all fair game. And so I'm going to take an hour of calls in response to that. Then we have our fourth hour special guest host today. Is it Paul Joseph Watson, guys? Jason Burmes today. Jason Burmes guest hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Then I'm back right here hosting the War Room, and then I'll get into this other news, and we'll see what else happens there. So 877-789-2539, your response to this news on abortion. And yes, I understand it's a distraction. Yes, I know there's other news out there. I cover this news all day long. It's very rare that we get to sit here and celebrate a victory for America, a victory for life, a victory for freedom. And let's hope we'll have it. Let's see this thing out to the finish. But you know the Democrats are going to be engaged in terrorism and bullying and intimidation and violence and everything. And they've already proposed, the Democrats have already proposed in the Senate to pass a bill. They've already probably written it out even. Guys, see if they've actually got the bill already concluded or they just have proposed the idea of it. But Chuck Schumer has already proposed either the idea or the actual bill that the Democrats are about to present to the Senate that's going to make abortion legal. They're just going to say abortion legal all 50 states. And so that's what they're trying to do right now. So obviously in fear of Roe v. Wade being overturned, they've got to find a way to kill those babies, harvest those organs, and launder that money. And Biden has already confirmed that if the Democrats put that bill on his desk, that he will sign it. So Democrats going for baby murder, they will never stop trying to murder those babies, will they? They just love it. Yeah. Do it. Do it, Chuck Schumer. Do it. Do it, Chuck. Do it, Joe. Write that bill. Write that bill. I mean, do it now. Do it not with a moment's hesitation. Write that bill that you want to kill kids and put that bill on Biden's desk. Let's go. Show the world who you really are. Show America who you really are. The inflation, the crashing economy, the consumer price index, the producer price index, the energy prices, the gas prices, the wide open border, the war in Ukraine. None of that matters. What matters is killing those kids. Do it, Democrats. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'm cheering for you. Do it. And see, here's the thing. I know that 50 million babies aborted in this country on taxpayer dollars is a sin against me, and a sin that I am involved in. So that's not good. But see, there's another level of this that's maybe a little selfish and wrong for me to take. That's, hey, look, people have been killing their babies forever. People have been doing human sacrifice forever. People have been doing blood sacrifice forever. I can't stop that. I can try to stop it. I can stand up against it. But that's always been a thing that's not going to change, even if abortion becomes illegal. But see,
it's a selfish thing for me to say, even though it's true. You want to kill kids? You want to kill your offspring? You want to kill your lineage? You want to commit that sin? You want to give your life to Satan? You want to destine yourself for hell? Go ahead. But see, that's selfish. That's evil. That's not wrong. So I don't want to take that stance. But there's a part of me that's just like, yeah, okay, go ahead. You guys kill your kids. You guys do your satanic sacrifice. That's not me. I don't want to be involved with that. I want to go to heaven. I want to do the right thing. But see, I know that affects me. That affects all of us. So I don't take that selfish approach or that selfish logic or understanding of the issue. Because who's going to stand up for those innocent babies? And by the way, again, you know, it's just everything. The entire leftist logical paradigm is hyperbolic. It is contradictory at every level. For example, what have liberals been saying for years? Men can't comment on abortion. Men can't comment. It's a woman thing. It's only a woman's issue. Well, now men can be women at any given time, at any given day. So are men allowed to comment on abortion now? Is it a women's rights issue or can men be women? You don't have to answer the questions because the answer is the same. Leftist, liberal, progressive Democrats are mentally ill. They have a mental disorder. These are psychotics. So don't even try to figure out their logic. They're mentally ill people. Amazon to reimburse U.S. employees who travel for abortions and other treatments. And now the state of California is proposing the same thing. They will pay for you to travel to California and have an abortion. So it's going to be the corporate world government doing it, or it'll be the Democrats paying for it. That's going to be a tougher one for them to pass because they're going to have to spend our money to do it. But they'll find a way. These are evil bastards we're talking about here. They like killing kids. You don't think they're going to rob you blind to do it? Ha, please. Top Biden health official says all pediatricians agree with castrating gender-confused children. Do you believe that? All pediatricians agree that mutilating children's genitals is a good thing? Keep talking, liberals. Just keep showing your ass, liberal Democrats. You love killing kids, and if you can't kill them, you want to chop up their genitals. You are sick, psychotic freaks. Sick, psychotic freaks. And then they write hit pieces on Ken Paxton here because Ken Paxton makes genital mutilation illegal in Texas. You can't mutilate a children's genitals in this state. That angers the left. Paxton relied on false claims, errors to equate transgender care with child abuse. And it's all this made up BS in the Austin American Statesman saying, oh, no, he got misinformation. He got misinformation about this. No, he didn't. No, he got the right information. He got the absolute right information that individuals in Texas were giving children chemicals and puberty blockers and forcing them to have sexual reassignment surgery, and that's illegal. That's torture. That's child abuse. There's no misinformation there. There's no misunderstanding there. He got it right. You guys don't get it. That's the problem here. You're American leftist, liberal, progressive Democrats that have lost your minds. You've lost your souls. You've lost your minds. You've lost the way. Now you've lost the plot and the narrative. And so you're about to have total mental psychotic breakdowns. And we're all witnessing it.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.